So it's abnormal not to communicate. It's abnormal not to communicate. Something's wrong if there's no communication. Either they don't like you, maybe you're a narcissist and they don't want to talk to you. Somebody's up to something. Just abnormal. Maybe they had trauma. Maybe they had some kind of trauma, or maybe they I don't know. You can Google do an AI or Google on why people don't communicate, but it's abnormal. Because the whole purpose of being here is communion. Communion with God, communication with people, communication with your body language is actually a communication. You have body language, you have micro expressions, you have grunts and noises, so everything is communication. Even the birds communicate. Animals, birds. So for a human not to communicate, something ain't right. I can tell you that a person not communicating, either they've been beat down and they've been beat down so much they can't communicate. I mean, if somebody's trying to shut your voice, that's abuse. That's the ultimate abuse, because to shut down your voice, your free speech that God gave you, that's like the Pharaoh of Egypt, you know. Now, there's certain kind of communication people shouldn't do. Defamation of character. You know, the Bible says, let everything be established by two or three of witnesses, you know. Don't go before an elder unless there's two witnesses. People hate authority. We know that. So certain communication shouldn't be going on. But at the same time, most people are not churched or Bibled. They don't believe the Bible, and, you know, they will, you know, there's this stuff in the law system about defamation and certain things that people need to be careful of. If you're speaking lies, you shouldn't be communicating. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is edifying. Yeah, you're speeding behind me, aren't you? I got a speed demon trying to blame me for them, for me getting in my lane, and they come around somebody trying to speed, you know. Watch, they're going. I should put it on video. Yeah, they got tinted windows, and they're doing 75 mile an hour right there. KEL 3933. Speed demons, and then want to blame somebody else for their bad driving. Beeping their horn when they're the one speeding. It's really sick. That's projection right there. That's projection to the hilt. That's another thing that I've noticed, especially after the pandemic. People are projecting their junk onto somebody else like crazy. They cannot take accountability or responsibility for anything. You can't hold anybody accountable, and it's always just a short-sighted view on their part. need to get back with Uber, because when you're doing Uber, you learn to tone down your your emotions, because you have to be in total control, and it creates a habit in you that you you have, you know, the road rage is a real thing. But if you are out on the road all the time and you see crazy drivers, you realize, you know, you've got to just know that they're out there. If you're going to take a chance and get on the highway a lot, you know they're out there. Almost everybody's speeding right now. I don't know why the police ain't out here at 8 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, communication is a root word, C-O-M, is together. M is water vessel. Communicate. Eight. C is agape. Eight. So you should speak you should speak in agape love. And then A-T-E, you're eating and drinking from that eternal life. So you speak because you need to think in eternity, because every word will be brought into judgment. Every word that you speak, you will be judged by, you know. You will be judged by every word you spoke. So you have to really think about an eternal judgment there, because you're going to meet your maker one day. You will meet your maker, and you will be held accountable. And people who don't want to be held accountable down here, they're going to be crying, blah, 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 blah. And there's going to be no excuse, you know. If you watch some of these police cop videos where people don't want to be held accountable, they just, because their mama let them get by with everything, they don't want to be held accountable by the police or anybody, any kind of law or authority. So they act like little children. They act like little children. So anyway, back to what I was saying. Communication goes back to communion. C-O-M is together. M is water vessel, union. Two people in communication, in union, hopefully in the truth. If you're communicating without the truth, yeah, I wouldn't even have a conversation with the person, because you're wasting your time. Communication, communion, common. The same word as common. Things in common. The reason God split the languages is to keep you in your place. People who can learn new languages, they're either CIA, you know, they know 5 or 10 languages, they have to be CIA. There's one lady in Japan, she learns Chinese and Japanese and everything. She has to be CIA. She has to be. Why would you learn that many languages? And who would have the time? And who? She has to be an agent of some kind, CIA agent, because they're the ones that would pay them. Anybody learning multiple languages works for the government somewhere along the line. Has to be. Especially if they're fluent, you know. Especially if they're fluent. To be fluent in 5 languages, especially if they're different. You know, I can understand if you're in India and you know 5 languages, but if you know like French and Russian and Mandarin Chinese and Japanese and English and German, all these different languages, that has to be government. There's a lot of CIA agents around, I'm sure. A lot of spies going, a lot of spies all around. But communion, communication, it's absolute necessity in life. And those who learn to communicate probably get ahead of the game more than others. Faster, you know. I got to a point, though, when I see somebody who's ignorant or who's just foolish acting and who's just manipulative or whatever, I just don't want to communicate with them anymore because there's no use. Because they're not receiving anything, you know. They're not receiving anything. It's all full of, I mean, they don't want to grow. You could talk to them and communicate with them till your face turns blue and they wouldn't hear a word you're saying. They would just mock it, just like the legalists. They would mock you and mock you and mock you and mock you. The legalists, I don't even waste my time on legalists anymore. They don't even know what legalism is, so you're wasting your time.